You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Senate Democrats continue to criticize the GOP for sending a letter to Iran's leaders. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Number two Senate Democrat Richard Durbin says he doesn't think the Senate GOP leadership was thinking clearly in going along with the letter, which told Iran that absent congressional approval, any nuclear agreement could be reversed after the president leaves office. Durbin calls that reckless, saying something like this didn't even happen when the country was split during the Vietnam War.
The deep divisions between Democrats and Republicans, those who were against the war and for the war.
Republicans say they're concerned Iran isn't negotiating in good faith and that a deal wouldn't go far enough. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Two rallies will be held in Madison, Wisconsin, one to protest the shooting of an unarmed biracial man by a white police officer and another in support of law enforcement. Protesters say they'll march this afternoon from a Madison park to the State Department of Corrections headquarters to focus on the shooting, criminal justice reform, and fighting for a living wage. 19-year-old Tony Robinson died Friday in a confrontation with a police officer who is answering a call about a man disrupting traffic. Supporters of the Madison Police Department plan to hold what they call a peaceful gathering later today at a law enforcement memorial. U.S. stock indexes opened slightly higher a day after a big sell-off prompted by worries about the Fed raising interest rates. The euro continued to slide against the dollar. It was trading at $1.05, its lowest level in 12 years. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is now 56 degrees. Tonight, we're looking for a mostly clear night with a low of 31. Thursday, sunny with a high of 50. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 25. And they're saying on Friday, a 30% chance of rain with a high of 46. Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is normally Jeannie Murphy's Talented People. I haven't heard from her. I don't know if she's on her way. So until she gets here, if you'll just bear with me, we'll play some music, but I got to figure out what I'm playing. So please bear with me for 1 second. Let's put on Leonard Skinner, Freebird. Give her time to get here. The number here is 908-237-0410. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Three of America's top national security officials face questions on Capitol Hill today about new war powers being crafted to fight ISIS.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee will hear from Secretary of State John Kerry, Defense Secretary Ash Carter, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey. The senators will likely ask questions about drafting a new authorization for military force and also about U.S. policy in hotspots around the world. In seeking new war powers to fight the Islamic State group, the White House must reconcile demands from Democrats who don't want another ground war with concerns of Republicans who want that option left open. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Seven Marines and four soldiers are presumed dead after a late-night helicopter crash off the coast of Pensacola, Florida. Brooks Sweet, a local resident, told WEAR he heard it.
The sound of what you might consider like two cars crashing at high speed.
Some human remains have been found. This is USA Radio News.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The White House held a press conference to address Hillary Clinton's use of a private email and server during her time as Secretary of State. She says she did it for convenience. Yesterday, she also said she deleted her personal emails. Josh Earnest, White House press secretary, says it was up to Clinton to decide which emails were personal.
It was her responsibility and the responsibility of her team to make that determination.
Meanwhile, congressional Republicans, especially those in the House Benghazi Committee, want Clinton to turn over her server to an arbitrator. And Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is calling for an independent investigation.
I don't think convenience should trump national security. She also has admitted in other interviews that she has an iPhone and a BlackBerry, so she does carry two devices.
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. Two of the fraternity members at the University of Oklahoma involved in chanting racial slurs in a video released over the weekend have apologized. They have also been expelled from school. Meanwhile, demonstrations were held outside the closed fraternity's building earlier. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Apple's online stores have been shut down by unidentified problems, AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Apple's online stores were hit by a massive outage preventing users from buying music, books, and applications online. A notification page from the company showed the iTunes Store, iBooks Store, and App Store services all down around midday Eastern time. The problem appears to have started early in the morning. So far, there's no word on what's caused it. The problems come days after Apple announced new details of its upcoming Apple Watch and just after releasing a mobile operating system update. Warren Levinson, New York.
Iraqi soldiers have breached one of the biggest strongholds of ISIS. According to officials, Iraqi troops have entered the city of Tikrit. A police official says the terrorists have been seizing the cars of civilians trying to flee. Tikrit lies about 80 miles north of Baghdad. Retaking it will give Iraqi forces a major supply link to retake Mosul. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says Republicans must remove an abortion provision from a human trafficking bill or the legislation won't pass. The Nevada Democrat says the provision, which would prohibit using federal dollars to pay for abortions except in the cases of rape, incest, and life of the mother, was not worth the failure of the main bill to crack down on human trafficking. Niger spokesman says the military operations in the country's east have killed at least 500 of Nigeria's Boko Haram terrorists. The recent offensives have marked a sharp escalation by African nations to defeat the militants. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you.
5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Off for the rest of your life. There is a difference. My name is Dawn Moore. I am a certified health coach who uses a Take Shape for Life approach to help my clients lose weight, eat healthy, and live longer. Call me at 908-303-5334 or email me dawn@moreandbetterhealth.com. Your prescription for living a healthy, energetic, and intentional life.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows, you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? start walking.
Thank you. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Three of America's top national security officials face questions on Capitol Hill today about new war powers being crafted to fight ISIS.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee will hear from Secretary of State John Kerry, Defense Secretary Ash Carter, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey. The senators will likely ask questions about drafting a new authorization for military force and also about U.S. policy in hotspots around the world. In seeking new war powers to fight the Islamic State group, the White House must reconcile demands from Democrats who don't want another ground war with concerns of Republicans who want that option left open. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Seven Marines and four soldiers are presumed dead after a late-night helicopter crash off the coast of Pensacola, Florida. Brooks Sweet, a local resident, told WEAR he heard it.
The sound of what you might consider like two cars crashing at high speed.
Some human remains have been found. This is USA Radio News.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Kid? Let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need, and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The White House held a press conference to address Hillary Clinton's use of a private email and server during her time as Secretary of State. She says she did it for convenience. Yesterday, she also said she deleted her personal emails. Josh Earnest, White House press secretary, says it was up to Clinton to decide which emails were personal.
It was her responsibility and the responsibility of her team to make that determination.
Meanwhile, congressional Republicans, especially those in the House Benghazi Committee, want Clinton to turn over her server to an arbitrator. And Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is calling for an independent investigation.
I don't think convenience should trump national security. She also has admitted in other interviews that she has an iPhone and a BlackBerry, so she does carry two devices.
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. Two of the fraternity members at the University of Oklahoma involved in chanting racial slurs in a video released over the weekend have apologized. They have also been expelled from school. Meanwhile, demonstrations were held outside the closed fraternity's building earlier. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online, ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Apple's online stores have been shut down by unidentified problems, AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Apple's online stores were hit by a massive outage preventing users from buying music, books, and applications online. A notification page from the company showed the iTunes Store, iBookstore, and App Store services all down around midday Eastern time. The problem appears to have started early in the morning. So far, there's no word on what's caused it. The problems come days after Apple announced new details of its upcoming Apple Watch and just after releasing a mobile operating system update. Warren Levinson, New York.
Iraqi soldiers have breached one of the biggest strongholds of ISIS. According to officials, Iraqi troops have entered the city of Tikrit. A police official says the terrorists have been seizing the cars of civilians trying to flee. Tikrit lies about 80 miles north of Baghdad. Retaking it will give Iraqi forces a major supply link to retake Mosul. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says Republicans must remove an abortion provision from a human trafficking bill or the legislation won't pass. The Nevada Democrat says the provision, which would prohibit using federal dollars to pay for abortions except in the cases of rape, incest, and life of the mother, was not worth the failure of the main bill to crack down on human trafficking. Niger spokesman says the military operations in the country's east have killed at least 500 of Nigeria's Boko Haram terrorists. The recent offensives have marked a sharp escalation by African nations to defeat the militants. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Oh, I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds.
Let's start a war.